Cowboys.com.
For the first time in nearly a decade, we have halted the progress of the Iranian nuclear program.
That's the big news coming out of the weekend and Geneva. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As you're getting ready for Thanksgiving and crossing your fingers that it'll be an easy travel situation because so many people end up going 50 miles or more, 53 million, in fact, is the estimate. It could even be a little bit higher. It's the biggest travel day period. Some people would think Christmas. If I asked you that question, you would say, oh, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever. But no, it's not. The biggest travel day in the air and on the road is Thanksgiving. And it could be because a lot of times people like to stay closer to home and their own families on Christmas rather than travel. Certainly some people travel. Regardless, the weather is not looking great for some parts of the country. It might be snow and ice on the roads, and that can be nasty, whether you're talking about major highways or some of those back roads. So make sure you pay attention to the weather, although how can you miss it? Everywhere you turn, it sounds like Snowmageddon in every single nook and cranny in this country if you listen to anybody who's doing the weather. And they say news people hype things up. I'm not so certain that the weather people aren't the biggest hypers, probably, of all. Well, without a doubt, this doesn't have to be hype. This is a story that has huge repercussions, and not everybody is psyched about cutting a deal with Iran. What does it all mean? It means that right now, for the first time in over a decade plus, the Iranians actually have come to the table and discussed what they're going to do in the future as part of this deal to get the sanctions, I think, off their back. I mean, that's probably what the key thing was, because their money was frozen. There was oil money that was frozen. There were also far-reaching implications economically that were crippling them with unemployment because the economy was sagging so much. So I think Iran and this new president, Rouhani, were forced into a corner. And if I'm being skeptical, that's what I think it's really about. So here's what happens. Now, temporarily freezing Tehran's nuclear program, that's part of this historic deal, right? And there are five superpowers involved in this, the United States being one of them. Israel is furious. The Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it's a historic mistake. I said this before, but I think if Bibi could just fly the plane himself, he would go there and bomb those nuclear facilities. So here's the scoop. Iran has to convert or dilute, is probably more likely, the fuel stocks that are the closest to weapons grade. And also that would lengthen the breakout time Iran would need to make the fissile material for a nuclear bomb. The deal means there's going to be more negotiations to curtail Iran's nuclear activity and other things that they're doing, supposedly sponsoring terror, that would be on the table. I would think that might be an overreach. Iran is vowing not to operate the planned plutonium reactor for 6 months, and it allows for more UN nuclear inspections in Iran. Now, the sanctions, which were really working, and that's why I think this happened, are done as of right now, immediately, which I think is crazy because it means that is there anyone on the ground seeing what's going on there? How do we know what's happening? That there is a huge scramble to fix whatever they can as soon as possible, if I'm, again, being cynical. So the deal also allows Iran to say that the West has accepted their right to enrich uranium, because remember, before it was, oh, no, they can't enrich uranium at all. Now the compromise is they can up to a point. So it also eases the sanctions that can't be reversed because of trying to get nations to agree, which was always the big thing in the beginning. I mean, the first place, because remember, China and Russia never signed on for any of this stuff. And then trying to get other nations to sign on, they did. altogether in the pact, but now that makes it harder to go back on that. And plus, Iran's plutonium reactor won't be operational for at least 1 year. So suspending the operation for 6 months, what does that mean if it's not even up and going? And then there are some that feel, and this is a legitimate concern, the deal legitimizes Iran's status as a nuclear threshold state. So it does it set off a nuclear arms race in the Middle East? Is it possible that that's what happens? You can bet that we're going to hear much more on all sides of this as to whether or not this deal was good or not. The president, the administration is hailing it as historic on the other side and saying it's an incredible coup for the U.S. and the other powers involved in this to stop nuclear proliferation. This was a first step that had to be done, and finally they succumbed to the pressure. But Congress is already spouting up the opposite, saying that they're going to toughen Iran's sanctions if the deal fails, because that's the concern. While the president is saying that this deal in Geneva, which calls on Iran to limit nuclear activities so that they get sanction relief, is an important first step. But is it a misstep? Is it a misstep by doing this? We've had those missteps before in the Middle East. I mean, you know, look at this. Look what's happened now. In trying to dismantle what's happened in Iraq, I just read a story about this. They're still just now removing some of the tanks and things that were over there and trying to sell them off, figuring what are they going to do with them, because a lot of them were there to withstand roadside bombings. And basically, in some cases, they're giving away what they can give away just to get rid of it. And so the surplus, we're talking about $4 billion worth of property that they've actually just distributed since 1990. So this is what happens when we get invested in some of these countries in the Middle East. Did we ever get war reparations from Iraq? And then look what's happening with the equipment that's left over. Just got to get rid of it, whatever we can do with it. And now we're talking about Iran, a little different, but we're also talking about a country that, oh, by the way, speaking of the Iraq war, supplied some of those IEDs that slaughtered our military men and maimed so many as well. Where was the first war where we had thousands and thousands of people come back without legs and arms to a staggering degree and having to go through an incredible rehab process just to get to a place where they could feel like they could participate and get jobs and be back in the family and all that. I mean, remember how horrific that was in the beginning, and still how much support is needed and should be there for those veterans. But who supplied a lot of the weaponry? That was Iran. Stay with us. Much more to come on this hour of ATN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
About that. Still the fury over Obamacare, and now advertisements saying go to healthcare.gov and sign up, and the wild wisecracks saying, I can't get through. I don't know about you, but I can't get through. And then most of the buzz in the backyard, I think, has to be over the wild weather and what we're going to see with these storms. And you've got a lot of sanding trucks all over the place. In Albuquerque, it was pretty bad on Sunday. They had a bunch of snow. And in Southern California, some parts of Southern California, they had awful, awful weather. Because of what was being predicted at DFW Airport in Dallas-Fort Worth, which is our second biggest airport, believe it or not, they pre-canceled 300 flights, departures, because they were worried about stranded travelers. And then there were other airports like Will Rogers in Oklahoma City. 10% of the flights were canceled because of the weather. There were some multi-crash, you know, crashes on some of the highways that you'd recognize, 40. There was one on bad one on 70. The one on 40 was really bad. You had about 20 people that had to be taken to hospitals because they had collisions within 3 miles of the of a pileup. So that's that whole thing where people can't see, and they're, and this was in Northwest Texas, and next thing you know, boom, they're on top of each other. And if the ice happens, that sleet freezes over, and that's when it's bad. It's not so much the snow, but it's that, I think it's more the possibility of ice. Boy, who likes to drive on ice? Not me. Even Willie Nelson's band bus spun out of control and crashed into a bridge pillar on Interstate 30 early on Saturday. They say 3 of 5 of the band members were hurt. It was that bad because the way it smashed into the pillar. And then in California, you had a guy who was driving a car that died, 52-year-old guy, when a tree fell on top of the car. Boom, just fell over. So you've got flood threats in Arizona because of lingering rain. Phoenix, it's been wet since Friday. And wet snow, ice, all that kind of stuff. Interstate 10 in some parts is pretty treacherous. The Carolinas is supposed to get this on Monday and Tuesday. Heavy rain, Mississippi, Alabama. Hate to be the bearer of bad news. Georgia, Florida, all those areas are supposed to get slammed with it. It's the freezing rain that you really have to watch out for. But the deciding factor is what happens with that low pressure that comes out of the Gulf of Mexico. Is it going to go further inland or closer to the East Coast? And with 43 million people traveling, yeah, they're going to be paying attention to this whole weather thing. I have a great app that I got called the weather. It's a weather app that tells you what to expect when you're wherever you are. Obviously it works for the weather in whatever city you happen to be in. It's called Sky Motion, and I think it's, if it's not free, it's like $1 or whatever it is. But Sky Motion tells you where, like, rain, snow, whatever's going to happen in 12 minutes, 100 minutes, whatever. It shows you exactly what's happening, and it's very cool, and it's very, very accurate. So if you're traveling, get one of those, because you can just click on that, and it'll tell you as you're moving down the road what's happening and what to expect. And, it's that whole thing of expect the unexpected, no matter what they're saying. You may get lucky, and it might not happen, but you might be in the wrong part of the country where that freezing rain ends up with that whole sleet thing. All right, that's my lecture of being careful when you're traveling this Thanksgiving. The Macy's Day Parade, to me, is always the thing. I get up and, I flip on the tube and I start watching the Macy's Day Parade. And always, the giant balloons and what's going to be the new balloon and, how can they make it bigger, badder, wilder? It seems like every year it just gets bigger, right? They got 50, I was looking at this today. They have 50 balloons in the Macy's Day Parade. And this parade has been going on since 1924. I mean, how many of you go to a local parade or go to some parade at least once in the year, right? 50 balloons, 40 floats at least. They have 40 floats. And they're having already some controversy, because there is a SeaWorld float that's called a Sea of Surprises, and an animal rights activists are planning a protest. They're planning, PETA, and you never know what PETA is going to do. So they say it's destructive because it shows orcas frolicking in a sea alongside their families, and they say that SeaWorld deprives them of doing that because, and probably there's a great documentary, it's called Blackfish. It's really, actually it's kind of creepy. It'll make you not want to go see whales in captivity. I watched a couple weeks ago, and it just recently aired on CNN. It's all over the place, though, and it talks about what happens to killer whales in captivity, because remember there have been some deaths, and so they're saying that's part of the problem. They should be in the open water, and they're separated from their calves and all that other kind of stuff. And so they're planning to be at the parade. So who knows what could happen when that float goes by. I don't know if they'll throw anything at it or whatever, but PETA usually does something dramatic, to the point of where they dance along the legal line because they don't want to get arrested. But I think they'll do something. I think they'll do something to cause some kind of problem at that parade. I could be wrong, but I bet you anything. And there's a couple of others, too. There's another float. PETA doesn't like another float. where Joan Jett and the Blackhearts were supposed to sing on top of a South Dakota tourism float, but the band was removed from the float after protests because Joan Jett is a vegetarian and a big PETA advocate, right? So they say she shouldn't be on there in the first place because she's representing a state where cattle are important to the economy. Oh, man, are you kidding? She probably didn't even think of that. Farming and ranching are the, of course, are a big thing in South Dakota. And so then the livestock people said the same thing. Well, geez, now that you brought it to our attention, should she be the appropriate person to be on top of this float? So I guess they'll perform, but who knows? They're not going to be on the, they're not going to be on the SeaWorld float either, for sure. And you think of this parade route, you have, you get like 4 million people, close to 4 million people. And how many people watch this? It's huge. Like 50 million people watch. And why? Because it's eye-popping between the balloons and the top-notch acts that are out there and whatnot. I mean, you got the Goo Goo Dolls, Gavin DeGraw, the Fall Out Boys, Roots, Jimmy Fallon. I mean, anything that's current, you're going to have some of those people mixed in at the parade. And so I think that whole entertainment thing, there's something about that. I think the whole entertainment thing really, really sucks people in. But, and the balloons. Because the balloons are, you know, how many stories? 3 stories tall. And how many handlers to walk them through the streets of New York City? Some of them have like 90 handlers, which is crazy. 90 handlers for a balloon. So then you multiply that by how many balloons are in that parade. And then when do they start doing all this? I mean, Tuesday. Really, now it's kind of crazy, but Tuesday, Wednesday, especially, and then ultimately Thursday showtime, people are up for like days. It's like Red Bull is the preferred drink when people are getting their floats and their balloons and everything else in order. And then, of course, we've got football. So even if you're not a football fan, you might be forced to be sitting somewhere with family where you are watching the great game of football, because there is a Thanksgiving tradition that includes a couple of games. All right, we got our big re-rack coming up here on America Tonight. Dave Cowens joins us with his partner on a business book they collaborated on. That's coming up next on America Tonight.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freestrikeeye.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freestrikeeye.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This edition of It's Your Business here on America Tonight. Very excited in our virtual green room because we spare no expense. The legendary Dave Cowens is there. Do you believe it? Boston Celts. Think Boston Celts. I mean, you could throw in coaching-wise the Hornets and the Warriors and all that, but I think Boston Celts when I think of Dave. And think of all the championships. He was the NBA 50th All-Star All-Team. He made that one, of course, and he's a basketball Hall of Famer. And as a coach and as a player, you can imagine all the wisdom that he's gained and how he wants to share it business-wise. And he teamed up with Tom Raffio, who's the CEO of Northeast Delta Dental. And, boy, that's a tongue twister, isn't it? But I love that name, Delta Dental. And
you
they teamed up to combine their assets, let's say, to talk some business with sports. I think it's brilliant. And their new book is called There Are No Do-Overs, The Big Red Factors for Sustaining a Business Long Term. Boy, a lot of people could use that. Dave, first of all, thanks for jumping on with us. We appreciate it. I'm sure you're pretty busy. You were the man of the day. I can remember my family talking so much about you. You know, I grew up in Philly, so I can't really say what they were thinking because you were just an amazing player, and then went on to a coaching career. So I would imagine, as I said in the introduction, you really gained a lot of knowledge business-wise for sustaining what you had to do over the long course of a career. Am I right about that?
Well, I think you see both sides of it when you get into management. As a player, you're basically just concerned about yourself and the teammates and, you know, that you're all working in unison and putting in the work and preparing and all the things that goes into playing. But then when you get into coaching, you start have to worry about a lot of other things other than just the actual playing on the court. Then there's contracts and there's money and there's trades and there's all these other different things. And you deal with the referees a little bit more. You're more into planning, practices. So it's much greater amount of detail than just focusing on trying to be the best player that you can be.
So when you say, you know, in the title, there are no do-overs, is part of that first impression, you got to come out of the gate hitting them hard so that you win the business in the first place?
I think the do-overs part is when you have to make big decisions. So let's just say you get an opportunity to select a player in the draft, and you blow it, all right? A lot of times you don't get another opportunity for many, many, many years to come to be in that situation. So when we're talking about there are no do-overs, we're talking about when it comes time to making some crucial decisions to change the nature of your business or change, you know, or make some decisions based on who you're going to select from the talent pool out there and how you're going to then use that person and build around them. And it's a long-term view that you have to have. So there are times when you can't afford to make any mistakes.
Yeah. And from a business perspective, there are those key decisions that you can never take back. So in the two that I write about in the book with Dave is one, I mean, our decision as a company to get ready for the Affordable Care Act, we never believed that the Supreme Court would rule it unconstitutional. So we took kind of the Jim Collins approach of this is the reality. Let's get ready for the Affordable Care Act. Let's get on to these things called exchanges. And then the second example that I write about it, we had an opportunity to, a one-time opportunity to change the governance structure of the corporation. And if we didn't seize that moment, I don't think we would be here, you know, 20 years later. So there are those, as Dave said, those sort of marquee decisions that there are no do-overs. Now, in general, however, there are a number of little decisions along the way, and we're a continuous, you know, improvement, educational type company. So we do make mistakes, employees make mistakes, and you can have those sort of little do-overs. But on the major policy decisions, sometimes, as you said, Kate, you have that one time, that one impression, you know, to get it done right.
So, Tom, as part of that strategic planning then that you've got to make yourself plan, because I think I have a lot of friends that are entrepreneurs, some of them super successful, but they wing it a lot, guys. Tom, did you find that, as you say, you look down the road at the Affordable Care Act and what was happening, that you had to come up with some strategy?
Absolutely. Planning was the whole key, looking out, you know, 5 years, because what the Affordable Care Act will do to insurance companies in general is transition us from business to business where you sell your health and dental plans to employers to you're selling it to individuals on these exchanges. Well, the Affordable Care Act was passed in March of 2010, but I had been studying the trends since the turn of the 21st century, and the decoupling of benefits from the employer had actually started to happen starting in the year 2000. So I had primed my board of directors of that trend so that when we went off-site planning, and I said we're going to make, in effect, you know, a multi-million-dollar investment in preparing for the Affordable Care Act, they were ready to sign on a dotted line in that significant investment. And that's kind of taking the long view. They knew that for a couple of years we wouldn't make as much money, but they were ready because I had showed them the statistics and we had done planning, you know, looking it out, as opposed to kind of doing it, like you say, from the seat of the pants. You could never get your board of directors to make a multi-million-dollar investment if you're presenting something for the first time. Mm. So you're absolutely right, Kate. It comes down to that planning.
Dave, in saying that and talking about the long view, you know, today you see how quickly coaches can be dumped in an instant if you're not winning a championship or competing for one almost immediately, it seems like. So is that kind of backwards sometimes in sports? I mean, sports is a huge business. And a lot of times the teams don't take the long view. Do you think in the end that hurts them?
I do. I think a lot of times management has no idea what they're doing. They make changes just for the sake of making changes. A common thing that will happen in sports is that the ownership will hire a new general manager or president of basketball operations, and he inherits a coaching staff. Well, for him to feel like he's empowered, he will just say, I'm going to change the coaching staff because I want them to be my people. I don't want them to be holdovers from somebody else's decision. And that coaching staff could have been doing an excellent job, but they make a decision to make a change just because, for whatever reason, I don't get it, but they do it. I mean, just this year, you had Vinny Del Negro, who was fired from the coaching job with the LA Clippers, led the team to the best record they had ever had, were tops in defensive stops, I think like fourth in the league overall as a good defensive team. You had George Karl get fired. He was the coach of the year, won 60 games, got to the playoffs, lost in a finals, a seven-game series or whatever to somebody else. He got fired. There were, I think there were 11 of the 30 teams in the NBA replaced their head coaches this year, and they replaced them with people they had no experience, which is okay. I think it's all right that you give the assistant coaches a chance because, you know, you get them to give that incentive to be able to move up and move that one seat over. I don't have a problem with that, but I do have an issue with why would you change the success when you're having great success in your franchise and all of a sudden you make a move just because that's not your guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So nobody has a long-term view there. But if you look at the Lakers for a long, long time, if you look at the Boston Celtics, Red Auerbach and Jerry Buss, and those guys, Jack Kent Cook, they had a pretty good idea of the style of basketball that they wanted to play. And they stayed with it for the long term and created a brand that still lives today. You tell me, you know the brand of the Celtics.
Showtime. Showtime was L.A., and I mean the Celtics. I mean, are you kidding me? The piece of history that nobody else will ever be able to touch when it comes to championships.
And now look at San Antonio Spurs. They're doing a great job with it. You know what their brand is. Everybody says, oh, they're boring. Nobody wants to see them in the finals. But all they do is win. All right? So there are – but tell me, what is the brand – what does the Detroit Pistons say to you now? What does the, you know, the Minnesota Timberwolves say to you? What does any of these – the New York Knicks? I mean, it's – Philadelphia, where you're from, it's like it's changed, and it's just changing and changing, and you know, I don't know that they really have a long-term plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's so important. Tom, besides that, what's the number one takeaway that you hope people get from reading your book with Dave?
Well, if you cut through it all, I mean, there are, you know, each chapter we have a theme like, you know, earning trust and playing as a team. But when you cut through it all, and based on all the research, you know, that we did in Dave's own personal experience and my personal experience, it is out-hustling the competition, play all out. So we have a chapter 4, called Play All Out. And basically we do reference a number of people there like John Paul DeJuria. And every successful person, the one thing that they always say is they're willing to work hard and outwork the competition and do the things that others aren't willing to do. And it's not necessarily how smart you are, but it's how you communicate it and how you outwork the competition, of course, which is why this book was a natural for me to collaborate with Dave, because as you know, since you watched him in the 74 playoffs when he out-hustled Oscar Robinson for a loose ball, or in the 76 triple overtime against Phoenix, Dave was known for playing all out, and that's what you have to do in business as well to be successful. So I would say that's the one overarching theme. But the way we've divided the book up, it's into NBA quarters, and so there are other themes like, you know, communication and earning trust and playing as a team and so forth. But I think the one overarching theme would be play all out and outwork the competition.
You guys are terrific. Pick up the book, There Are No Do-Overs, The Big Red Factors for Sustaining a Business Long Term. Dave and Tom, good luck with the book, and thanks for spending some time with us here on America Tonight.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
About Iran and, of course, Obamacare and cancellation notices. So each and every show, I always say if you want to vent and you don't feel like giving us a call, send us your thoughts to the mailbag at americatonight.net. And you always far exceed my expectations. Once again, you move the needle, so let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from John, who says, "Kate, man, what a disappointment. For once in my life, I have to agree with Chuck Schumer. I saw him, rather, on the morning shows, and he said that this was a bad deal, that it doesn't seem like it's, what did he call it, proportional. He said he was disappointed in the terms, and I have to agree. How is it that we get involved after all these years of strong-arming Iran, finally making them sweat, and we give in at the hint of just having a conversation just because they freeze their nuclear capabilities, it doesn't mean that they're going to ultimately abide by what they say they will. I think they'll build up that arsenal still, and maybe I'm just paranoid, even if they do it in secret, which is most likely what they were planning all along. What do you think? Well, I think the problem is that it should have had more teeth. The sanctions hurt them. So then you have Rouhani, who becomes the new president. He wants to reach out, and he goes to the UN and tries to make nice with the United States and hints about the conversation and calls the president and all that stuff. So now then you get to Geneva, and you got the Secretary of State, and then you cut a deal, and five other nations are involved, and you have Benjamin Netanyahu, who's hysterical, who's ready to right now bomb Iran. And the problem is, why couldn't you say, okay, we're going to pull the sanctions down the second you let the weapons inspectors have full-on access, and then we can go from there? Or something tied to it, not so open-ended. This seems to be one of the big problems we have. Negotiating skills are weak in D.C. on the one end. Once we get this impossible deal done, then they drop the ball with the details. That's what it is. They drop the ball in the details. I mean, you know, in a bizarre way, look at Obamacare. Hey, affordable health care, do you want it? Of course. Who doesn't want affordable health care? But, you know, that old expression, the devil is in the details, and the details aren't worked out, and then look what happens. Now we're talking about Iran. We're talking about sanctions. We're talking about nuclear bombs. And you know how this works. You mine it, then you've got milling, conversion, enrichment, and then the weapons. The centrifuges purify the uranium for nuclear fission. So Iran is saying its program is for peaceful purposes. But when they refine the fuel for nuclear reactors, those materials are the active ingredient for a bomb. The medical isotopes, the material for that. So therein lies the problem. So the worst part about this is, okay, so you reach a deal, and some say it's historic, but it could be a historic mistake. So the problem is the enrichment isn't capped. I mean, it's capped, but it's not rolled back or even frozen. So do you think they can't make a bomb? Of course they can. And the worst part is, what if it starts a nuclear arms race in the Middle East? That would be disastrous. Then this whole thing was for no reason whatsoever. All right, here's one from Joseph, who says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney. I have to tell you, I've been listening to all the conversation about Obamacare, and I am a Democrat, and I voted for Obama twice. And I still no way could vote for Romney. He was a weak candidate. That was a give back. Let's face it. Why the Republicans ever threw him out there, I have no idea. But here's the thing. I have to admit, what's happened with Obama has made me wish I didn't vote for him. I just wouldn't have voted for anyone in the last election. The Obamacare nonsense is just a nightmare. I agree with you when you say who wouldn't agree to affordable health care. Only the details were messed up. Each and every show I listen to, you tell me something new I did not know, whether it's the kids on college campuses losing the ability to get some cheap insurance when they need antibiotics, or if it's the military guys who can't have their 20-something kids on their insurance, or if it's someone like me who gets a canceled policy. And it's all well and good to say, oh, that was just a crappy deal anyway. Now you're going to get so much more. Except for I'm going to have to pay so much more. I don't know where they're getting these prices that are the same, because anyone that I've talked to has said they're at least double. So it is not the same. And the coverage, as far as I'm concerned, doesn't seem any different. So what are these people talking about when they say the coverage is better and your premiums aren't going to go up? That's not true. And the deductible, oh, you don't want to know about the deductible. I am a defector from Team Obama. All right, so we get a lot of emails like that from people who say they didn't want to vote for Romney, but now they wish they hadn't voted for the president. And a lot of that is because it's personal. I mean, health care is personal. It's, you know, you have kids. It depends on your circumstance. Do you have one income? Do you have two incomes? If you're making a lot of money, it's not the same. If you're making a lot of money, you're not worried about that because you might not want to pay astronomical prices, but you have the loot to back it up. And it's different when people are going paycheck to paycheck. So 100 here, 200 there, 300 there. That adds up. That is groceries, man. And this is the problem, especially with cancellation notices. We hear that much too often. Maybe there are some people that are getting cancellation notices that are getting better health care that is not really going up very much or at all. And if that's the case, well, bravo for you, because you're in the minority. It doesn't seem to be that way. If you didn't have health insurance, you're not making great money, and you can get the health insurance for the song, so now you're insured, that's a good deal. It's a good deal if you can get health insurance. And you're not paying crazy money for it. But it's that middle class that's, and it doesn't take much to put you in the so-called middle class. By what I see, what they determine as the middle class, especially in big cities, they have never lived in a big city, or they have no idea what they're doing, because there would be poverty wages. You know, it's always the, okay, here's what you're making, but what is the gross versus the net income? By the time you take taxes out, and by the time you take out insurance, house stuff, all of that, by the time you subtract everything you have to subtract out of it, I mean, how big is the pile? It's not very big. So that's the deal, right? All right, let's take this one. This one is from Sam, and Sam says, "Hi, Kate, I haven't spoken to you in a long time. I know you usually do an end-of-the-year thing. I was wondering if you saw that GQ magazine, I was reading this online today, says that the president is among the least influential figures of 2013. That's kind of a surprise, don't you think? No, because 2013 hasn't been a great year for Obama at all. Are you kidding? First, you have the think of the debacles that have happened. Think of Ed Snowden and the NSA. Think of now Obamacare, biggest blunder yet. Think of how much legislation has not gotten through. Think of the failed Congress and working with Congress. I think there are a few blights on the president versus the first term, but he's only at the beginning of the second term. We'll talk about the top lists and the list of people who had a really super bad year. Good year, bad year. That'll come up at the end of this year here on America Tonight.
Over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.